there's obviously a lot of discussion about Drake May. I mean, I don't know if you hear it, how much you hear, but every week it's like people are, when's Drake going to start? Are they asking for odd? Are they on? Is that annoying? Does that frustrate you? Are you able to just tune it out? How do you react to the Drake May noise?
I don't control that part of this whole process thing at all. Do I hear it? Of course, I'm not deaf. I mean, you know what I mean? I'm not blind to the fact that this organization, but this, we drafted this guy number 3 overall. Like, that's what people feel like they want to see. You know what I mean? It's just, I don't know. I try to just like block it out and just do my thing, you know?
The Afternoon Show with Christian Arcan and Andy Hart starts now on WEEI.
Final hour here, WEEI Afternoons. Christian Arcan, Andy Hart. Your phone calls at 617-779-7937. If you'd like to join the conversation, that was Jacoby Brissett with us yesterday. A very good question from host 2 over here about the noise and hearing the noise. You also got that good answer about him from the disrespect and all of that. As we check in with the Patriots here at the quarter poll, I know there's been mixed reaction to the type of job that Jacoby Brissett's been doing. I think over the last 2 weeks, it's hard to say it's been a good one or an excellent one or whatever else that people were saying after the first 2. But here we are, and he's hearing it. I expect him to be hearing it, but I think part of why he was brought in and paid $8 million was because you're going to hear things. This is part of the deal. This is part of what we're asking you to do. This is part of what we expect from you. We're going to, you know, make a move at some point, maybe this year, maybe next year, maybe, you know, whenever. But this is right now sort of a temporary thing, and we're bringing you in to deal with it because if we brought in Russell Wilson or we brought in, you know, somebody else, like, they may not be able to handle it the way we're hoping that you handle it. And I think that's been a big, which, by the way, sucks for Jacoby Brissett, because they're basically saying, we think you're enough of a pushover to just take this deal and be happy about it. And they're kind of, I mean, right? Isn't that part of why this all went this way?
I can tell you for a fact that is why it went this way. Yeah. They had conversations about all the options that were available. Sam Darnold was talked about. And it was like, he probably still fancies himself a starter, like, blah, blah, blah. And, excuse me, they all kind of decided that Jacoby Brissett, you called it pushover, professional. It would be a way to package it in a more positive sense for him. But that was absolutely a consideration. They didn't, I don't think, want to go down Ryan Fitzpatrick road with Tua, where it got awkward. He got pulled, and then he didn't want to get pulled, and then he's like that whole thing. I do believe they think he is a, and this goes back, they have some organizational knowledge, both from Alex Van Pelt's been with him, but he was a Patriot once upon a time. They have scouting reports on him. Remember, Parcells was his mentor or his sort of advocate, and it was this guy's leadership. I think he compared him to Teddy Bruschi in terms of off the field and leadership and that kind of a core guy. There is absolute fact that that's part of the reason he's here, to deal with what is a unique, tough situation. Like, he's
and also to be a bit of a human shield too, right? I mean, like, he's going to be, they expect him to start taking some of this criticism that they should be getting. Like, he's sort of part of that world now, because he's the one out there playing.
That's why you're making $8 million. Like, you're a professional. You take everything.
Yeah, he's had a lot of money for a quarterback, but yeah.
Remember a few years ago, Mike Reese said something about Malcolm Butler, and it was sort of a reason why they might not have interest in him. And it was something about, if you sign a player, you get everything that comes with that player. And it was sort of like an allusion to, what does that mean? Is it not just about his skill? Are you worried about his off the field? And I don't know that anyone ever actually kind of sussed it out.
When they signed him? Remember, they signed him and then,
when they were considering keeping him as a big price free agent when he went to Tennessee.
Yep.
And I think this is a similar thing. When Jacoby Brissett takes a job, you take everything that comes with that job. It's not just, oh, I get to start, or, oh, I'm a quarterback for the Patriots. No, you're a mentor, you're a leader, you're a fill-in. You might get
jerked
around.
You're a crash test dummy.
You're a crash test dummy. You're going to have to answer questions at some point from dummies on the radio from WEEI.
Well, all the quarterbacks have to do that, but yeah.
No, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, they're going to be tough questions. It's going to be, and I think he probably,
they're going to ask you 10 times if you cry.
Right. And he probably went into that eyes wide open.
Yeah.
Because he's been around the block. He's been in weird situations. He's been in weird quarterback rooms. It's not like he's one of those 10-year backups who backed up Tom Brady.
Right.
So it was like, Groundhog Day. Yeah, I get ready for the game. He plays the whole game. Then we get ready for another game. I get ready for the game. Oh, he came out. I got to go kneel down a couple times. You know what I mean? Like, he's been all over the map with the experiences in Cleveland.
Well, he went
Indy,
to the Colts when Andrew Luck was near the end of his career and was out all the time and had a severed pancreas or whatever the hell that whole thing was. Mm-hmm. And then he knew he was going to play there, right? Like, you're backing up Andrew Luck. You're going to go in there and play. He gets hurt all the time. And then he retired. And so it was.
Then he became the starter. And they gave him $30 million
Hoyer,
or
and they
whatever.
Got this big payday. Yeah. So, I mean, Brissett.
He's seen it all.
He has, in a short time. He really has.
And I think that was part of their discussions and decision-making and to bring him in, that he would be the perfect guy to make the situation as palatable as it could be. Like, I don't think they were – I think they went in eyes wide open. This is going to be a weird situation. We're probably going to lose games. We're going to have a young guy. He might lose games. Like, he's going to need a mentor. He's going to need somebody that he can actually talk to. Because that's another thing. Once Drake May goes in, don't you – we've been talking about, is Drake May sitting near Brissett? Well, when Drake May goes in, we're going to say, is Brissett sitting near Drake May? Is he helping out? Is he saying, yeah, I know I don't get to play anymore, but this is what I saw out there, like veteran experience, and impart that. And I think you can feel pretty confident he's going to be a professional, right? Whether he's playing or not playing, he's going to be a professional.
I think so. I think he's very professional. I think he's very, in terms of all that, he's got that locked up. He's naturally like that.
So I think they got all of that right. Now, whether they got right how good he is, whether they cared. I don't know if they care that he throws for 130 yards a game. I think they probably cared the most about what we've talked about. Don't throw interceptions. Don't turn it over. And that's where things are going a little sideways. He did throw a pick six.
At this point, who cares if he throws interceptions? You know what I mean? Like, if you don't even care about winning, who cares if there's interceptions?
But
who cares if there's turnovers?
You don't want to be an embarrassment.
You don't?
You don't want to get embarrassed.
Like, see this offensive line?
But did you see last year? That became an embarrassment in different ways.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
The interceptions, you mentioned it earlier, the Dallas and New Orleans loss back-to-back, then the debacle in Germany. Mm-hmm. They became an embarrassment.
Giants and the Chargers were very embarrassing,
I think this team, on its like to-do list, don't embarrass yourselves was pretty high on the list. It, like, much higher than win games.
Afraid of embarrassing themselves that they won't put the rookie in, and I think that's part of it, too. I almost wonder if Brissett came here expecting, like, you're drafting a quarterback third overall. I'm probably going to be the backup. Like, you're telling me I'll be the starter. But after camp and everything, like, if this kid's any good, he's probably going to be the starter. I'll be the backup. I'm making good money here, $8 million to be the backup. I'll mentor the kid. I'll do whatever you want. I'll hold the clipboard. I'll be there cheering him on right on the bench and all that, and I'll go into a game if I have to. And instead, they're like, no, actually, Jacoby, we want you out there every snap with an offensive line that doesn't exist and a bunch of wide receivers who've never caught a pass before. Go out there and good luck. And that's, like, if I'm Brissett, I'm thinking, man, this is not how I anticipated this was going to go.
That's the one thing. Because he's been around, I bet you he didn't think the line would be as bad as it is. And he would be getting hit as much as he is. Yeah. Under pressure 50% of the time every game. We did get a texter that I disagree with this, but I want to get your reaction.
Okay.
413, Brissett is a complete joke and the worst choice they could have made. Dumpster fire organization.
I agree with dumpster fire organization. The worst choice they could have made? I don't know if it's the worst choice they could have made. I'm trying to think of who else was...
Like Sam Darnold.
Out there and available.
Gardner Minshew.
Minshew, was he the free agent?
I believe so.
I think Minshew would probably have been better.
Joe Flacco.
Flacco.
Huntley.
Snoop Huntley. Mason Rudolph would have maybe been worse, although Rudolph played well yesterday. I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say. It's hard to say that any quarterback, even a good quarterback, would come into this situation and do well, let alone some other backup somewhere.
And they might not have handled all the other stuff very well. They may have been saying dumb things. They may have been, you know, cold-shouldering Drake May when you're actually looking for somebody to mentor a little bit and help and be a leader. So I disagree with
Jimmy
that.
Jimmy Garoppolo would be doing better right now if he was the backup.
I don't think Jimmy Garoppolo would be the type of mentor and leader.
But would he be playing better?
No.
No, you don't
think
so?
Would still be healthy? These hits?
He'd be in traction.
There is no shot in hell he'd be playing.
Yeah, probably not.
No shot in hell.
I agree with you there.
Plus, he was hurt anyway, right?
How about like Jameis?
Cheap backup.
He's at least more fun than Brissett.
Jameis is very fun.
Throwing a lot of picks, but he'd be throwing it down. Like, it'd be more fun.
We're not bad-mouthing Brissett on this show. He is a member of this show once a week.
Threw a nice pass to me yesterday.
He did. You've caught a pass from him. So you and Fred Warner have something in common. One catch from Jacoby Brissett.
Oh, wow. Look at his friends like these.
Yeah, that took a turn. Sorry, Jacoby. My bad.